partly because the US markets were closed on Friday for their 4th of July holidays. So we've had a long weekend, if you like, and they actually closed, only traded half a day's session on Thursday. So the traders came back, and unfortunately there isn't any bullish news in the market. So given the longer gap and conditions all looking pretty good, not just in the US, but across into the EU and the Black Sea, the traders came back and had an appetite to sell down the markets, unfortunately.
So what we're looking at is a large supply of grain and therefore, you know, devaluing it.
Yeah, the current estimates at the moment, and they are only estimates. I mean, we've got a long way to go until the 14-15 crop is really known, global crop. But we are in that Northern Hemisphere harvest currently, so there's a lot of grain coming onto the market, which is creating that seasonal pressure, if you like, on prices to the downside. But the outlook certainly is that production is going to outstrip consumption. So if the estimates in the marketplace at the moment, which is based on average yields, you know, for the Southern Hemisphere crops like Australia, for instance, USDA had it at 25.5 million tonne. So that implies that, you know, we have to have a reasonable sort of finish to the year before that actually comes in. But that just gives you an example of what the estimates are based on at the moment. If they come in, production will outstrip consumption, and that generally means that it puts a bit of pressure on prices. So that's what the market's factoring in right now.
So is there any room for some good news in this?
Oh, definitely. I think we're right now in the Northern Hemisphere halves and all the conditions are good, and the market is really pricing in a scenario where production outstrips consumption. So there's still a fair bit of time for, you know, whether the spring crops have a disruption. Obviously, the Southern Hemisphere spring can sometimes provide some price volatility when guys are sort of guesstimating over how our season's going to pan out in Argentina and South Africa, those sort of crops. So there's still a way to go, and any hiccups. So to give you an idea, the last USDA estimate had production only outstripping consumption by a little over 2.5 million tonne. So that isn't a great buffer, and we've still got the Southern Hemisphere crops to get through as well.
So the opera's not over till the fat lady sings.
Exactly right.